The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of The News Show, and welcome to November 2. It's a new month. Yep, it's the 4th of November 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we mentioned this to you last week. Fitbit, Google Board, yeah, they want to pay up for Fitbit. Looks like that's happening. So how much money is it going to take, though? Well, according to Google, $2.1 billion. Basically, with this acquisition, it puts Alphabet, yes, Google's parent company, against the fellow tech giant out there, Apple. At least for their fitness tracking space. Now, what this $2.1 billion boils down to is that Google is paying $7.35 per share. And those of you aware of the stock market probably noticed Fitbit stock price, yeah, it surged up about 16%. Now, from what we do know, Google will not use health and wellness data from Fitbit for its ads, at least according to the announcement. Who knows, that might change. Microsoft's new Edge browser. It's all new with a new ugly-looking logo. Yeah, most people aren't too happy with it. Personally, yeah, they could have done better than this. It's like somebody took the Firefox logo, decided to take the fox out of the logo. A dab of green, a dab of blue, and there you go. Now, Microsoft's new logo for the Edge browser was actually discovered as part of a new surfing mini-game hidden inside the latest Canary version of Edge. Now, from what we could tell, it's supposed to look like a wave. Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that, and at the same time, no. Also, we can see that the logo spells out the letter E. Now, you heard me mention a minute ago about some secret game in Canary? Well, it's actually a surfing game that's very similar to Ski Free. And that actually might sound a little bit familiar to you for some of our older users out there, including myself. That was actually released as part of Microsoft's Entertainment Pack 3 way back for Windows in 1991. Damn, I'm old. And finally, yes, as you probably guessed already, we're talking about icons for browsers. Yeah, the news kind of sucked over the weekend. But hey, here's something that doesn't suck. Got a private airplane you can't land? Well, hell, just push a button now. Well, at least if you're on the Cirrus Vision Jet, that's pretty much all you got to do. It can actually automatically land the plane in an emergency situation where no pilot is there, or say the pilot just said, screw it, I quit, and jumped out the plane. It's actually called the Safe Return Emergency Auto Land System. What it does is it automatically figures out the best airport and runway. It'll actually even communicate with air traffic control. It's actually apparently aware of other planes, too. It will navigate and then land that sucker right down there. All this by just pushing a button. Hey, if this technology works, you gotta say, it's really cool. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, surely you can't be serious, I'm gonna tell you right now, don't call me Shirley. Story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, please. It's on days like this that we really would love to get some news from you. Check us out, too, at our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. Hop on over to our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. You can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, come join our BTN community at our Slack room. That is where all the fun is, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So come join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened. Let's try that again.